This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Got a couple of stack of stories here that is caught my attention that we'll tackle today on the program. A couple of things going on. One on the trade battle and its impact on North Dakota. Story out of the Williston Herald. Caught my eye. What else is there? There is a new story about kids wanting to be YouTubers. Twice as many, in fact, wanting to be YouTubers versus astronauts. That's kind of a scary stat. I'll tackle that today on the program. Trump administration announcing a new rule related to how long children are detained at the border and how they're detained. Right now they're separated from their parents, mainly because the courts and the Democrats have cooked up a system right now that they advocate for, which incentivizes people to use children as passports to get across the border. So you got a lot of bad things going on right now, so new rule on that front we're going to talk about today. So all that and more coming up here on the program. Our telephone number for you to weigh in is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kirsten Basil is going to join us next hour, Superintendent of Public Instruction. I promised a recap of the education Innovation Conference that Governor Burgum and Kirsten Basler hosted, and we're going to be doing that today, coming up about 10:30 on the program today. So, looking forward to that, okay? We got that to do. I now have the school-age children, one in high school, one in college, back at it. Our daughter, Hannah, left for college, and she goes to school out east, so it's kind of hard, you know. You have them home, and she was interning in Washington, D.C., and did a lot of things this summer, some travel, but, you know, with her probably, I don't know, six, seven weeks of the summertime, but it just, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of a sap that way. When they go back to college, go back to school, you just feel like slips away. There's another year.
Oh, I know, right?
Right? Another year. She'll be a junior in college now. A junior in high school and a junior in college.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you see the rain in that World Series American Legion Championship game last night?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just like rain. It was like
torrential
sheets of water. I mean, holy buckets. And they had to stop it. It is the championship game for the American Legion Fargo team. And they cranked back up this morning. So we'll keep you posted on that, too. Be a nice little win for North Dakota. And let's see what else. Let's get to the phones here. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Toll-free at 800-228-0550. Text me. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. And you can email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Todd is off the rest of this week on a little vacation. You got Kevin, myself, and Daniel answering the phones. And Bob wants to tell us about a benefit in Mandan. Lay it on me, Bob. Yes, sir.
About this Alzheimer stuff, it's been getting too outrated. You know, it's too much illnesses in the country. Anyway, where they're planning, there's a family party getting a benefit breakfast at the Mandan Legion, or the Legion Club in Mandan, and they're serving breakfast, free will donation, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is Sunday, the 25th. That's coming up here now and whatever. And all donations goes towards the Alzheimer's.
You're saying Alzheimer's. I think you mean Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You're talking about the the Alzheimer's disease that this is a benefit for.
Right. Yeah.
So they're going to probably put it towards research or some sometimes they do it for families, but this one it sounds like specifically for the organization that's behind finding a cure for the disease. Is that right?
Well, it's something like that. I'm not too much on it yet.
But, I've heard some people call it Alzheimer's disease, but well, I think they're mispronouncing it. It's Alzheimer's disease. Yeah.
No, it's what you said there. I might cause it to say it different, but anyway. But for more details or anything about this, you could call this guy. His number is 701-898-7208. And, like I say, it's being held at the Eagles Club in Mandan. Everybody should know where that's at. And if you're wondering where you want to have breakfast after church, like everybody does, that would be the place to go.
There you go. Now, this is what day?
This is on Sunday, the 25th.
Got it.
And it starts from 9 until 1.
You gave him a good plug there. We're good to go.
Okay. Have fun. And we'll do the same on this end.
That sounds good. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. I don't think this is good news. Somebody tell me if you think this is good news. A new survey shows twice as many kids want to be YouTubers as astronauts. Nearly a third of America's kids fantasizing about the least mentally healthy profession on the planet. You know what? I just remember growing up, it was a policeman, it was firefighter, it was doctor. In my case, just what am I going to do at the radio station? But, those are the things your friends talked about wanting to be.
Pilot.
Yep. Pilot, big one. Yep. Veterinarian, maybe. Or a professional athlete or something, right?
Yep. I don't know how much astronauts are really relevant nowadays. So that might be the wrong career to compare to.
Yeah, they ask that actual question, so that's how they're able to compare. They get, all the different careers. I'm trying to remember. It was like it's a Lego Harris poll marking the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And so they said children were three times as likely to want to be a YouTube star than an astronaut. Only 11% of kids in America, ages 8 to 12, said they wanted to work for NASA, while 29% wanted to broadcast their life online. They wanted to be a social media star. Oh, my gosh. But I do agree with you on NASA. NASA's not really been front and center. You don't have shuttle launches. You don't have as much going on. So, Kevin, I think you have a point there on why it might not be top of mind for kids. But I guess I'm more worried about a third of them saying the kind of career I want is being a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So what is amazing about this is the fact that they believe this is being the least mentally healthy career you could be. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Not healthy.
No, I believe that.
And, of course, the Internet never sleeps, so then these YouTubers never sleep, right? They're watching their posts and,
some of them
feedback
are just,
and likes. And
yeah, my kid watches a lot of them. Some of them are just goofy, doing goofy things out, whatever, some sort of stunt thing or whatever with his buddies and these things. Millions of views on these things.
Yeah, I know. You know, the big thing now, this is the new thing you're going to be hearing more and more about over the next year, TikTok.
Yeah. Heard about that this summer from a youngster.
Where they all make their kind of funny, cutesy videos.
Yep.
And, they're like, they're real short videos.
Getting to be a big deal.
Yeah. I got my first TikTok online ad a while ago. I'm like, what the heck is this? It was funny, but now the kids are making their own videos, and that's That's a big deal. Yep, they're going. So my question for you on this is whether or not, I mean, I could say, well, you know, there's going to be a need for people doing social media in businesses in different walks of life. So is that a good thing? Maybe you could, you know, fairly or unfairly say this is a technology job. I don't know. So is there good? Is there more good or bad in that news? What'd you say? If I'm NASA, I see this and say, you know what? I'm going to start talking about careers. We're getting this new Space Force, you know. So the way you can serve in the military, in the Space Force, which I think is a good idea, especially because we're not the first to the space.
Yeah, we have a pilot shortage, too. So
maybe they could talk a little bit more about it.
On down the line.
You tell me if you think that's good or bad news. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze. And our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your asset. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ, and so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And now our friend Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners here on What's On Your Mind. How? Great discounts on all, yes, all MyPillow products. Every one of them. So if you go to MyPillow.com right now, you click on the radio listener specials, you'll save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. The body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. No kidding. $60. Boom. Right off the bottom line. $89.99 down to $29.99. And, of course, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99, enter promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028 for these great specials. Texter says, did you see where Pocahontas Warren said she will cancel all DAPL permits, which means she will shut down the DAPL pipeline and building of it? Kramer was on Fox News this morning reacting to it. She's nuts, says the texter. No, she's pandering. That's what she's doing. It's part of her apology tour. And it's ridiculous. It's the rule of law turned on its head. I saw Senator Kramer on with, I forget the anchor's name. She's on with Bill Hemmer. But anyway, it was not long ago, about an hour ago. And I thought he did a good job of explaining the fact that when she says that Native Americans should be given consent, that these tribes leaders should be given consent, it basically says you don't do anything, you don't build anything unless they say it's okay. And that becomes rife with all kinds of peril. So not a good idea, and completely at odds with the rule of law. It's ridiculous. Jed in South Dakota on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Jed, what's on your mind?
How you doing? It's just, you know, feeling a little flat today, man. You know, just feeling a little flat.
You're feeling a little flat?
Yeah.
Meaning just off your game a little bit, not feeling 100%?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I look out the window and it's just flat. Everything's flat.
Well, it's flat, you know, generally. That's our landscape around here, but there's a lot going on that flat turf. You know, you look at all the, I'll just say, look, I was in the middle of a sunflower field last night because yeah. my wife got this crazy idea that she wanted to take a picture, family picture, and our daughter was leaving for college, and so we were all here. Sun came down from Grand Forks, had some family in town, and took a picture in a sunflower field. And I'm looking around saying, look at this, it's beautiful. And there's a cornfield over there, and there's a wheat field over there. And that's a pretty productive way to use that flat land, Jed, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you know, it tries to say the earth is round, but then I'm looking around, and I'm like, it looks awfully flat to me. I mean,
yeah, right, exactly right. I don't deny the fact that if you're in the eastern part of you said you're in South Dakota. Where in South Dakota are you?
Pierre.
In Pierre, okay.
Yeah.
Some people call it Pierre down there. I always thought it was Pierre.
Ah, well, you know, I have a little French in my family, so we have a little pronunciation issue with there. You know, sunflower seeds, I used to eat them in Little League, and I'd chew them up, and they would get stuck in my teeth, and the kids would laugh at me.
You kind of have a Jerry Lewis look to you. Yeah, you ever seen that when Jerry Lewis kind of
exactly
out there? And, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm still alive, but yeah.
Well, good. Anything else I can do to get you from feeling flat? Maybe pump you up a little bit, give you a little wind in your sail today. Anything else?
No. I haven't heard from my cocaine dealer in a while. I don't know if maybe you can get a hold of him for me or something.
No, I am not able to help there, and I would advise against that behavior, Jed. Maybe that's why you're feeling a little flat. Is it April Fool's Day or what?
Yeah, can't help you, bud. Sorry.
Where'd that come from exactly? Like to know. Here's another question about an issue that came up yesterday. Does the crazy and useless ad about Noxetrel male enhancement pay KFYR lots of dollars? Seems crazy and maybe not useless, but unbelievable ads on the radio. I brought this up yesterday, but I'm happy to explain to that listener again and any others that wonder. These ads are not locally originated. These are not local ads. They do not benefit, you know, the local. They're sold as part of national things. So For instance, the Fox News that you hear at the top of the hour. Fox News commands for that ad space for that. So that's how we pay Fox News. So in the case of KFYR, you know, folks that sell the ad time on these networks, then they come to KFYR, they come to AM 1100 The Flag, they come to KTGO and KLTC. And they say, would you like this network or that network? And here's the ads. And you can't say, well, I want these ads, but I don't want those ads. So, we have no control over it. I don't like them either. But we just don't have any control. So I hope that helps. Texture says, when I was growing up, I wanted a job where the money poured in. I had to be telling the boss to take a long walk on a short plank every 2 years, so I knew I would be changing jobs every 2 years. I'm 63 now, and I've been retired since 2012. I've not regretted a minute of it. Jeff sends us a note by email. Says, my son was asking me the other day about how YouTubers make money. I did a few basic searches and was astonished on the possibilities of making a lot of money.
Yeah, it's unreal.
However, it's not as easy as most folks would think. My question to you, though, are these kids paying income tax? I would guess not. My son said he had friends right here in Fargo that make money either having a YouTube channel or reselling new unused goods to kids in school. Either way, I'd like to hear a piece on the tax matter. A loving listener, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Don't know I would assume they're supposed to. How are they paid, though? They'd have to
paid just in cash. Yep, it's not there. They're 1099, basically.
Is that okay?
Yep, they'd have to pay their own taxes, do their own taxes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they get a 1099 for it.
Yeah, YouTube isn't doing any withholding.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. So, you know, I don't know. Who are you telling me, Kevin, about somebody that made, like, some ridiculous amount of money on?
Oh, a bunch of them. Yeah, there's my kid's got a couple of guys he watches that are, you know, some of them are guys that go out and do, you know, stunts or goofy stuff. Or there's some guys that just sit and they'll play like Fortnite or, you know, whatever video game and they'll show them tricks or whatever. Millions and millions of views. Basically, you're watching a video of someone playing a video game and that person's making huge money showing you how to
play. Money? Like millions?
Oh, yeah. Million. Oh, big time. Yeah.
Yep. So, oh, my gosh. That just blows the mind, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yep. I'm a little concerned that more people want to do that than want to do astronauts, but I guess it looks like easy money, so kids are going to go for easy money, right? Brought to you today by Mineral Tracker. If you're being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals before you do anything, talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker. Get their app. They have a free version of the app and one up to $99.95 a month that will track your minerals for you, tell you what they should be bringing in. It is a great tool. It's new, but it is getting rave reviews, and it's North Dakota made. MineralTracker.com to find out more. Call 833-842-2924. More on What's On Your Mind. After Human Tours and Travel makes travel fun, and you get to see the best shows like the Norse Cliffs Fest. It's almost as good as being in Norway. Minot, North Dakota, September 25th through the 27th. Per person, just $5.59, and that includes everything, including your transportation, your hotel accommodations, and some great shows. Danny O'Donnell, Ricky Skaggs, and Kentucky Thunder, and Charlie Pride. Plus, Branson, North Dakota, for six big Christmas shows leaving October 31st. This is loaded up with fun. The Harry Truman Presidential Library, the Texas Tenors, the Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at Welk Resort Theater, Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, and so much more, including the Titanic exhibit. Then, Christmas in Minneapolis. Two-day tours with guide and motor coach, one-night hotel, two luncheons, a dinner, a breakfast, the American Swedish Institute, the Swedish Smorgasbord, the Mindick Church and Church, and Skyrocket Carousel Farm. Center Lutheran Church, too. Does that sound like fun or what? Don't miss these great tours this fall from Juven Tours and Travel. Call 800-343-0093 or 701-237-9000. Online at JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We did a little research during the break, and most everybody in the top 10 highest YouTube stars of 2018, the most money, were in their 20s. I think there was one in their 30s. In other words, they're all in their 20s, and they're making like 14 to 18 million of the numbers I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just being goofy, playing video games.
Yeah, all kinds
of
games.
Reviewing toys. The little toy reviewer kid is pretty...
Jake Paul, 21 years old. All he does is dance, it looks like to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's 21 million. Ryan Toys Review, he's 7 years old. He's number one, and he gets $22 million. He reviews toys. He's seven.
Yeah.
7 years of age. So I don't know, folks. I just sit here and I worry for the future. I think when these, 20-somethings, a couple of 30-somethings, 7-year-old, I mean, when life gets tough, when there is a need to defend this country, are they there for this? Are they, they stand up, they're part of it? I don't know. It worries me. Maybe it shouldn't. And, I think you're right on the stat comparing the kids that want to be YouTubers, which is about one-third of the kids that were surveyed, ages 8 to 12. What do you want to do? About a third said want to be one of these YouTube stars. The other said, NASA got like 11%. And maybe NASA, as we said, I don't know, just isn't enough top of mind right now to compare to it. But a third of the kids between 8 and 12 want to be YouTubers. I don't know. I mentioned earlier there's some new immigration policies. That's some big news today. The Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Kevin McAleen is on right now on Fox News Channel. Let's pick this up and get this from the horse's mouth here, as they say. You go to that, Kev.
Building our immigration framework that says if you have a child with you, you cannot be held for more than 20 days. And that's not been long enough to complete an immigration proceeding. So what this rule does is it establishes very high standards of care for children in federal custody, first and foremost, and implements the 20-year-old settlement. But it also allows us to keep families through their immigration proceedings. These are fair and expeditious proceedings with an immigration judge. And when we start getting results, when we repatriate those that don't have a meritorious claim, we're going to see a reduction in that flow significantly at the border. So it's a big step, and it's a key aspect of our multi-layer strategy.
Your department has taken heat in the past for separating children from their parents. Now you're going to be keeping them together for a longer period of time, and you're taking heat for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we did in 2014 and 2015 to end the first family crisis. At that time, the Department of Homeland Security under Secretary Jay Johnson established these family residential centers where we're going to be holding people. They're very high standard facilities. They're campus-like settings with educational, medical, dining, and separate private living facilities. They're not a holding facility. They're non-secure. And what people are allowed to do then is finish their immigration proceedings while they're in a federal center, and we get a result. If they have a valid asylum claim, they get released with appropriate documents. That's about 10 to 15% of arrivals from Central America, but the rest will be repatriated, and we think that's going to have a huge deterrent effect on the flow. That's been our experience. That's what happened in 2014, so it's a really important step.
So deterrence, obviously, is the key goal here, Mr. Secretary, but this has to be approved by a federal judge. This will almost immediately be challenged in court. What do you expect from that?
Certainly this will be litigated. What I can tell you, Sandra, is that we carefully considered over 100,000 comments from stakeholders from across the spectrum. This rule took a year to evaluate all the different comments. And September 7th was when we published the first draft rule. This final rule has great faith and fidelity with the original purposes of the Flores Settlement Agreement, the changes in federal law, and the changes in the migration patterns. We think it's a very strong rule that establishes very high standards for conditions for children in custody and allows us to increase the integrity of the immigration system.
But our reporters like William Lajeunesse, who spent a great deal of time south of the border in Mexico and beyond, says the word is out in Central America that if you bring a child into the United States, you're, you know, virtually guaranteed to be allowed to stay. Does this address that?
Yeah, Bill's exactly right. I mean, I heard from a father in Guatemala a few weeks ago on one of my visits there to try to address some of the root causes and go after the human smugglers with partners in the region. He basically said everybody knows that bringing a child is a passport for migration and release into the U.S. This helps us change that dynamic. We can send a very clear message. You are no longer going to be released into the U.S., whether it's our Migrant Protection Protocols program with Mexico or the implementation of this new Flores rule. We're going to be allowed to have proceedings conclude for families without being released into the U.S.
I know that you are predicting that this rule change would significantly decrease the number of families trying to cross the border illegally. Can you quantify anything for us as far as your predictions are concerned with this rule change?
Sure. So back in 2014, the first time we had a family surge at the border, we had 68,000 families that year. When the initial decision was made to detain families through their proceedings by the Department of Homeland Security at that time, as soon as those first two flights landed in Central America with people that had gone through a proceeding and were being repatriated, the message went out. The families knew that they couldn't just cross the border and be released, and the numbers dropped 90% overnight. We do expect a very similar deterrent effect when we can demonstrate that integrity in the system and actually get immigration results.
Those who don't like a tough immigration policy are no doubt going to call this new program, this new announcement from DHS, they're going to call it cruel. How do you address that? How do you answer that?
I think the current system, which is incentivizing, again, almost 500,000 families so far this year to put their children at risk, pay $5,000 to $7,000 per person to human smugglers and take this dangerous journey, is much less humane and more dangerous for children in the region than having a safe facility to go through an immigration proceeding. So I'd tell them that the incentives that our system has provided for families and criminal organizations to profit off of them is a much worse situation than completing an immigration proceeding in a fair and appropriate setting.
Obviously, you're going to see a political fallout immediately from this proposed rule change. Julian Castro, he's a Democratic presidential candidate. Some reaction just now coming in from him saying separating migrant children from their parents is appalling, but indefinitely detaining families isn't a better alternative. He then goes on to propose that if he was elected president, we won't just end family separation for good. We'll use alternatives to detention and not treat asylum seekers as criminals. You're obviously going to see in the wake of this just happening a few moments ago, and Mr. Secretary, your announcement of this political reaction. How do you respond to what we're hearing so far?
So I would say two things. This is exactly what was done under President Obama's tenure and what the Department of Homeland Security did in 2014 and 2015. So he's criticizing what the prior Democratic administration did to help establish integrity of the immigration system and address what was then an unchecked flow, but less than one-fifth of what we're seeing today on a monthly basis. So that's first and foremost. And secondly, it is not safer or more humane to have a lawless process. We are applying alternatives to detention right now. They don't work. Families are not showing up for their hearing. 85% of our rulings right now in the immigration courts are issued in absentia for recent border arrivals of families. So that shows they're not going through their proceedings. That's why we need to house them in a federal facility that's appropriate for children through those proceedings so we can get immigration results.
Kevin McAleen, the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
Interesting. Well, I got a lot of information there, and I think the statistic that's most amazing is that of those coming to seek asylum, 10 to 15% have valid claims. 10 to 15 have valid claims. 1 in 10. So, clearly, if you're able to come here, bring a child that's not yours or, you know, whatever, borrowing, be about the most generous you could be. You separate the two. The person that has separated the adult from the child at this point doesn't care. It's not their child. And then after 20 days, they have to let them go. And they don't come back. They won the jackpot. So this says, no, we're going to keep them together. Because you can't criticize that, but this is so classic. You watch. You watch how much criticism there is about this change. And as he said, it's the exact same way they did it under the Obama administration. They end the separation policy. All of these, by the way, have been caused by the courts. All of them have been caused by the courts. Activist courts, unfortunately, in most cases, because common sense is not there. The idea that we have some obligation to people who, 90% of whom are fraudulently trying to claim asylum and come into the United States. And we need to turn our laws upside down is ridiculous. I think this makes perfect sense. So the families stay united. They go in, as he called them, family residential centers. Sounds like they have like an apartment, for crying out loud, that they actually live in within these when they're a family unit. I mean, we're bending over backwards here. And you hold them until they actually have the court thing. The vast majority of them, 85% to 90%, are going to be repatriated, which means you go back to your country. You go back. Your asylum claim is not valid. You're going back to the Central American country you came from. Seems to make some sense, doesn't it? And his point is that will vastly stop and draw down the flow, which has been proven other times when we do that works. Bush administration ran into this for a short time. Obama administration, same thing. And now the Trump administration. Flooding the border. So, a combination of doing what he suggested here, sending that message that, well, we're just going to hold you, then we're going to send you back, unless you got a valid claim, will stop a lot of that. Smugglers will still try. Traffickers will still try. And then build the dang wall already, especially in the areas that it's most needed. You know, strategically get wall up in the tough points. No better example than the one I saw and look forward to seeing again soon. Senator Kevin Cramer is going down there to take a look at it with the Department of Homeland Security. A wall near Sunland Park, New Mexico, which is near El Paso, that is stood up there. Guess what? 200 crossings before the wall was built, on average, every day. 200 times somebody's trying illegally to come in. Guess how many there are now? Zero.
You know what gets me is the constant...
One stretch.
No one knowing the difference between an asylum seeker, a refugee, and a migrant. Two big difference between the two.
Or legal and illegal immigration. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Brought to you today by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. Visit Tioga. Experience a different point of view. Check out their website, TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. 2580550. What do you think of this change on the immigration plan? Let us know. More after this.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
North Dakota team at Go Wireline. That's right, the team North Dakota. Decades of experience. They're the five Wireline founders have like over 30 years of Wireline experience in the Williston Basin. So pretty amazing when you think about that. And that just means you can trust them. Been doing this a long time, and they're North Dakota owned. Williston and Dickinson locations online at GoWireline.com or call them at 701-572-0886. Chris wants to talk about the Flores decision. We just heard the acting DHS secretary talk about the change at the border as to those from Central American countries coming in claiming asylum. Chris, go ahead. You're up. Chris, are you there?
Can you hear me?
No, I can. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. What I found surprising was in 2014, there were 68,000 family units when they last did this. Now there's 500,000. That's an insane increase. I think it's long overdue. And I think the Trump administration needs to figure it out before they announce these decisions to get with Trump-friendly U.S. attorneys to file a suit. The minute it's filed, so it ends up in constitutional-friendly courts versus activist courts. So it's a kind of a wrap around these activist judges, so it's not always going to the Ninth Circuit or 11th Circuit or whatever.
Yeah, it's not a matter of if, right? It's a matter of when this is going to be challenged in court, so that would be...
Right. They preempt that, though, by, you know what I mean, knowing that, you know, if they follow the Constitution, it's going to stand, Trump's ruling is going to stand.
You know,
proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah, good idea, and try and get a better court ruling out of it. Obviously, they've spent a long time researching this. They know what they're going up against. So the Flores decision tied their hands. That's been kind of a mess. And I'm hoping, you know, they've got something legally that's bulletproof here. Sorry?
I still don't understand how the Flores decision is not legislating from the bench.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what I mean? And Congress needs to do something about it as well as Trump's order now. But I'll hang up and let you reply. Thank you.
And by the way, the Congress could. It's a good point. Look, if we rounded up 100 people, just randomly 100 people, not any effort to select somebody of one party, somebody of another, anything, just to randomly select 100 people, bring them down to the border. Show them how this is working. Show them what these court decisions have done to incentivize people to use children as a passport to get into the country, get released in 20 days, and then not have to show up for court, and then boom, you got a path to being in the U.S. You won. You did the trick. You'd all look at it and say, this is insane. This is stupid. We can't have open borders. That's essentially what we have. Grab a kid. That's a passport. You're in. 20 days later, you're out. You never return from that court date.
What about the thousands of people that have gone through the process, too? Send 100 of them down there. The years it takes of studying, the language learning, all of it. Throw that all out the window.
No, that's a good point. People that are following the law.
A buddy of mine from Sweden took him 9 years. 9 years to get his citizenship. Had to learn English, had to learn the Constitution. A lot of them had to take the classes, take the oath.
All a good thing.
Yep.
And the rule of law is being trampled right now.
Yep.
Which is not fair to the people you're talking about there that take 9 years to get here from somewhere else. Follow the rules. Couldn't agree with you anymore.
And if you want a better life, like these migrants do, there's no forcing them to leave Central America. They want a better life. We're all about it. But get in line. Go through the process.
Please, go through the process. That's all we ask. Hope it isn't too much. All right, 800-228-0550. I've been negligent in reading text this morning. Just haven't got to it here. I love the callers. They go first. It would never likely happen, mostly due to Democrat outrage and squishy Republicans, but we need to suspend all immigration for at least a year or two to deal with a massive backlog and complete construction on the border wall. I don't think that's a crazy idea, as long as there's a plan to return to legal immigration, like, for instance, in the ag world right now. That's very challenging to get the kind of help that you need. And there have been visas that have worked well in the past, and they're getting harder to get. So I think just saying time out, we're stopping everything. FDR did it, by the way. Fair-haired boy of the left. Minot, John, Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, North Dakota's got more immigrants per capita than any other state. They didn't say whether they were legal or illegal, but they're just the most immigrants of any state per capita.
What kind of a time frame are we talking about there? I mean, we're talking people that settled here?
At this time.
Homesteaded here? Yeah, but I'm saying, could that be something that goes back
They didn't elaborate.
Huh. Where'd you see that?
I heard it on the radio one evening.
Well, it must be true then, John. Has to be if you heard it on the radio. Phil and Moorhead, let's get you in quick. What's on your mind?
Immigration.
Lay it on me, Phil.
Where were these judges when we were carpet bombing Serbia, Iraq, Libya? You know, Trump has the power to drop the Marines on the other side of the Rio Grande, but you people don't know.
Hang on, Phil. Don't go away. We'll continue.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Travers County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.